Last weekend, Keith and Christopher Needham and their mom, Carol Rumpler, were walking across one of their favorite locations, Fountain Square in downtown Cincinnati. They were surprised to hear that LonelyPlanet.com, a popular travel website, ranked Cincinnati as its number 3 travel destination for 2012. 23-year-old Keith says he thinks it's an incredible honor, and the nightlife in Cincinnati is a good attraction.
Between Mount Adams, downtown, and going across over to Newport, I think there's a lot for people my age to do.
26-year-old Christopher also enjoys several aspects, like the Cincinnati Art Museum and Union Terminal.
What's really unique about the city is the culture, the different aspects of the people here, the German heritage. Come good or bad, the city's very passionate about sports and their sports teams, and that definitely shows.
The U.S. Virgin Islands, followed by the Hudson River Valley in New York, topped the 2012 destination list. So the travel site choosing Cincinnati number 3 is quite an honor, says Julie Calvert, Vice President of Communication for Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau.
They talked about really Cincinnati in the Ohio River. They talked about the Art Museum, Findlay Market, the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. They talked about the suspension bridge and really the beauty of the city, how life, you know, in Cincinnati revolves around the river. And they really called us the pretty city on the river.
One of the winter attractions in the city is the ice skating rink on Fountain Square. That's where Jared Levitsky brought his family this afternoon. He, wife Trish, 6-year-old daughter Chloe, and 11-year-old son Micah all say there's so much to like about Cincinnati, they understand why others would want to travel here.
It's a family-friendly atmosphere, so we like the values here, and we like the accessibility of everything.
I like Eden Park, and I like to go to the art museum that's up there, and we also like the Krohn Conservatory because we like flowers and the butterfly shows and the different things they have there.
I like the pyramid that they have here and the ice skating rink.
I like all the different parks that they have in the woods and getting to play outside a lot.
The Levitsky's likes were similar to most folks I talked with, but not everyone was as enthusiastic about Cincinnati being number 3 among the top 10 U.S. travel destinations for 2012. Nasha Namaoto lives in Dayton, Ohio, but says Cincinnati is her hometown. I asked if she'd heard about the ranking.
No, I didn't, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's so special. I know that there's a lot of places to shop outside of the Cincinnati downtown area, but there's not a whole lot going on in downtown.
Lonely Planet had lots of good to say about the third largest city in Ohio. Convention and Visitor Bureau's Julie Calvert says the ranking is bound to have a positive effect on the city.
And then certainly coming up into 2012, we have the World Choir Games coming to Cincinnati, where certainly that's going to not only continue to raise our awareness on a national level, but on an international level as well.
She says, of course, all this attention could boost the region's economy, but equally appreciated is the confidence and morale for the pretty city on the river. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.